Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
All right, so today's episode has got a scary title, which is Will It Ever End? And, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and I say that every time I talk about it, we're in the middle of it. And I don't know where the middle is. Like, we started in January, and I guess in real life it started even before that. We became aware of it kind of in January, and at the end of January, I think, the U.S. closed some borders, and February, things started taking off in Italy and Spain and all kinds of problems. And I saw the other day on one of the sites, I think it was the Johns Hopkins site, that showed that the U.S., which has been the largest for a long time, in the next 3 or 4 weeks at current speed will be overtaken, I think, by India. Anyway, it doesn't seem to be ending. And so one would really have the question, you know, when is this going to end? And that's just the coronavirus. There's a bunch of other stuff going on, too, that makes it scary and concerning. And we're thinking all of this in the context of creating your ultimate life. Another thing is there's a big election going on in the U.S. And as you know, I live in Edmonton, Alberta, which is in the U.S., but my wife and I are both dual nationals. So we're going to vote in the U.S. And if you just look at the level of acrimony, the level of negativity, the level of accusation and all this stuff that's going on, and you can't even believe that either side is being honest. You can't believe that politics aren't being played everywhere. And it's just ugly and looks like a raw trying to grab power, who's in charge. And it doesn't matter if we lie, cheat, and steal as long as we win. And I don't know. You know, I'm not in that universe. So you see that. And I guess yesterday or today was the first day of hearings for the new Supreme Court justice, and that's fraught with accusations of you shouldn't do this and we should, and it's all political, and then we're going to change the laws in January, and just on and on and on. When you add to that, if that's not enough, there's all this hate, rioting, and negativity in the U.S. and elsewhere that is being blamed on systemic racism. Now, there's no question that I was born in the U.S. I'm as a U.S. citizen to start with, and I added Canadian citizenship years later. There's no question that there's problems, and there have been for a long time. When I was born and raised, it wasn't in an area that was very integrated, and so I didn't really have an opinion. I don't know what my parents thought about people of color, because we didn't really talk about it. And there were a few in my schools, but not a lot. And they weren't, I don't know, it was just not an issue. It wasn't a thing. So I don't really know how I was raised in that sense. But what I do know is that there is a lot of stuff going on, and there's anger and rioting and pent up bitterness and lack of opportunity and systemic negativity and racism and all those things that have gone on. So all that's going on right now. And it seems to be coming in a nexus, kind of a big glob. And it again makes you ask yourself, when is it going to end? There's so much anger. I'm wondering what causes such anger, because it has always been the case that there are things going on in life, in society, in laws, in behavior of others that you don't like. You know, I remember going to school. In grade school, I got picked on a lot. I had weird glasses and wore weird clothes and whatever. And I remember getting picked on, and on the way home on the corner of the street that I was going to walk down about two blocks from the grade school, I walked around the corner and there were some kids waiting to attack, beat me up. And there was another kid that was a big kid in school, and he was heavy, but he was also really big, and he walked in and stood up for me and said, no, you're not going to do this. And, you know, I don't know what drove that, but it was a feeling of, I certainly had a feeling of powerlessness. And I'm thinking that when you think about what causes this anger, what causes all this stuff, it's a loss of control. So if you think about coronavirus, it's mysterious. We don't know where it came from. There's conspiracy theories on purpose, accidentally, controlling, overthrowing governments, all kinds of nonsense. And maybe some of it true floating around the internet and around the world about why it happened, what's going on, and everything else. So then you say, oh, wow, what's that? And you don't control it. You can't do anything about it. And that loss of control makes you feel helpless. And that helplessness sometimes gives way to anger and frustration or apathy and resignation. And the other thing, the election, everybody's going to vote, or maybe not. Some people feel it doesn't do any good to vote. So what? It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. At the same time, every political party is standing on their head to get the vote out because they believe that the high voter turnout is the key to their victory. Now, I don't know who's going to win. And in some sense, it doesn't seem to matter who wins. There's always stuff that goes on no matter who wins. And everybody's blaming the last people for everything that there ever was wrong in the world. But regardless of all that, there's this feeling of no control. And that brings anger, bitterness, frustration, negativity, and resignation. When you look at the systemic racism and problems that have been between people of color and not color, or however you want to categorize it, I don't even like that categorization, but people that are different from, you know, one group different than another, again, there's nothing you can do about how you were born. And so there's no control you have over that. And there's no control you have over how other people feel and were brought up or taught or any of that. I played the piano and also was a musical director for a musical. And a couple of times I did that musical, South Pacific. And in South Pacific, one of the themes, it's an interesting musical set in World War II. One of the themes is this racism and treating people of color. In that case, it was South Pacific Islanders different. They were not okay because their skin was darker than the soldiers who were there. And so there was a drama around that. And one song said, you've got to be taught. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be carefully taught. And so the thought there was that it wasn't something we're born with, and it's not. It's something that we learn. So that is one of the things that drives me today to talk about, will it ever end? Will this feeling of powerlessness ever end? And the answer is, I don't know in the world. In fact, I doubt it, because there will always be power-hungry people. There will always be power who feel like power, people who feel like their importance is derived from the amount of power they have over others. Their degree of significance is the degree to which they can force people to do things. And their meaning comes from putting others down. That's not going to go away. The question for us is, what do we do about it? You and I, we live in the world we live in. You live where you live. I live where I live. You have the circumstances and opportunities that you do. I have the circumstances and opportunities that I do, and I've been through my sets of trials, and so have you. The question for you and for me is, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? This stuff is going on all around us, regardless of whether I like it or not, regardless of whether I want it or not, whether I vote or not, no matter who wins the election or not, whether or not this Supreme Court justice gets confirmed, whether or not we correct quickly or not at all the systemic problems that have been between different races because of the differences. So if that's always going to be there, and the lust for power is going to be there, and people getting offended is going to be there, and this whole notion of everything is offensive now, and no matter what you do, you're wrong because you're offending somebody, no matter how you behave, and this whole idea of cancel culture and everything else, you know, it's just gone crazy. That isn't going to change in general until it does. And how to change that is a topic of a different podcast. But what I want to talk about now is, when will it stop? And the answer can be, for you and for me, it can stop today, right now. And you might be thinking, I'm crazy. Okay, you can think I'm crazy, but let's talk about this. We're talking here in this whole podcast series about creating your ultimate life. That is your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy you create by serving others with your divine gifts. I used to think that a lot of external things had to be a certain way before I was going to be okay, that I had to be approved of by certain people, that I had to accomplish certain things, and then I was going to be okay. And until I accomplished them, I wasn't okay. I still had to prove something. And the problem that I found, at least with that, is the goalposts keep moving. No matter what I accomplished, it wasn't enough. No matter what happened, there was always another problem, another hill to climb, another thing to do before that stamp of okay came, either from outside or in my heart. And the reason it didn't come in my heart is because I tied my internal worth and value to what somebody else was willing to stamp on my forehead as approved or disapproved. It sounds funny saying it, like, Kellen, what nonsense is that? Well, let's ask that. What nonsense is that? Because your worth and your value isn't determined by anyone else's opinion. Your worth and value was determined before you got here. You are a child of a God, an intentional divine being created to come here and have joy, created to come here and serve others with your divine gifts and talents. That's the reason I defined your ultimate life the way I did, because after all the mistakes and stupidity and things that have gone on in my life, and you know what those are if you've read Tightrope of Depression. And if you haven't, well, you could if you want to. But the bottom line is, you're valuable. You're a divine creation. You were sent here with a mission with divine gifts and talents. Now, your choice about creating your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy is going to depend on your choices and your choices alone. What? You say, my choices alone, but what about, and then you can fill in the blank with any externality you want, any government, any a natural disaster, or anything. There are people who live in every conceivable situation, and they're still happy. And you say, how do they do that? How do they find happiness and joy in those difficult circumstances? Well, that's what I'm talking about. They find happiness and joy in all those circumstances because they choose it. They recognize something that we're talking about here, which is your divinity. You have a spark of God in you. You were given divine gifts and talents as your birthright. You were given the opportunity to be happy as your birthright. Now, the number of stories that you have probably heard and I've heard are endless about people whose lives are dramatically changed. And in some cases, you could say they were crushed. Their dreams were crushed because some accident happened or some problem happened, some negative thing happened. Yet they go on and become beacons of light, vessels of love, and conduits of power as examples of what can happen just because they decided to let their light shine. So when you say, when I ask, when will it end, the thing I want to leave you with today is it ends right now, if you want it to. The discouragement in your heart can end right now. The sadness you feel about negativity in the world can end right now. We're never going to control others' behavior. But you can control, it is your blessing and mine too, to control how you feel every day. The minute we hand our serenity to someone else, that is the minute we become a slave. The minute we need the approval of someone else to be happy, that is becoming a slave. The minute you assert your right to choose your destiny, you assert your right to choose your state of being, your amount of happiness, that is when you become free. So this nonsense that's going on around us, whether you have corona or don't, whether you have health or whether you don't, whether you have all the things you want or whether you don't, that doesn't determine happiness unless you let it. If you let it determine happiness, then it absolutely does. I did that for a long time. So the thing I want you to take away and your challenge from today is this: take control. Recognize your own divinity, your ability to do anything you want in your own heart, starting right now, right this minute, without question or exception. Move definitively and positively toward your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy because you decided to, because you can, because it is in your power and no one else's, and no one can take that from you unless you give it away. That's the secret that I give you today that I've learned through blood, sweat, and tears. And the minute you grab that ownership and take it, you move faster and faster toward your ultimate life.
Open your heart, and this time around,
thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.
Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet.